Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 15th of July 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris, VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Mike, VK7FB. On 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On 438.525 MHz, VK7RCRDMR channel 3807, VK7 News, only from 09:30 to 10 o'clock by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Broadcast news, correction, DMR repeater frequency. Last week, the frequency in the broadcast for VK7RCR DMR was incorrect. The correct frequency for VK7RCR in Lenna Valley in the south is the receive is 433.525 MHz and the transmit is 438.525 MHz. Even if you cannot directly receive the VK7RCR repeater but have a DMR radio connected via a hotspot or other repeater, then just select Talk Group 3807 and you will be able to hear the VK7 Regional News broadcast from 9:30 a.m. Apologies for any confusion. And that's from Clayton, 73 from Clayton, VK7ZCR. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group, the NWTR and TVG. Club General Meeting. The next General Meeting of the Club is scheduled for Saturday the 4th of August 2018. Members and visitors should note the new venue for Club Meetings. Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. And that's at the northern end of Alexander Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website. The club once again thanks the District Leven Scout Association for making their facility available free of charge to conduct club meetings, projects and activities. This is in recognition of the club's assistance with the Scouts in helping them achieve their many endeavours within scouting and general electronics, including amateur radio. As usual, an open invitation is extended to all members and friends to attend. Club name tags. The long-awaited name tags for members are definitely now available and should be available by the next meeting. Members will need to attend meetings to pick one up, so what better reason do you need to attend a meeting? Note that the name kits have finally arrived and will or should be available for members attending the meeting on the 4th of June. New foundation call heard on the air. Listeners may recall a few weeks ago, 12 students in the Northwest, including scouts, youths and adults, successfully passed their foundation assessments. It was pleasing to have a QSO with Reese VK7FORD recently, who was trying out his newly erected antenna at his home QTH. The antenna is a 2m 70cm dual band flower pot vertical, which was made at the club antenna building day a few months ago. Welcome to the amateur bands, Reese, and hopefully we will hear some additional new calls in the near future. And that's 73 until next time from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer for the NWTR and TVG. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on the Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. That's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. As this segment was penned a day prior to our July barbecue meeting held yesterday, I will provide you with a report in next week's news. In the interim, we can lead off this week by bringing all up to speed on the maintenance carried out at the Mount Arthur repeater site. Over to our repeater officer, Tony, VK7YBG. Mount Arthur is back online, as you have no doubt heard, it's on the air. Paul, VK7KPA, and David, VK7JD, carried out much hard work, and the site is now equipped with a wind generator, so our available power input has increased considerably. Last Saturday, the 7th, brought us a quite chilly but fine start to the day. Dave got me to meet him in town, where a suitable wind generator was obtained. Then after picking up Paul, VK7KPA, we headed up the mountain and were greeted by patches of snow along the way. Once on site, that's 2 degrees centigrade at this point, we started the generator, connected up the chargers. Yes, I ran two this time, with the bigger of them having a homemade halogen globe resistance in line to current limited. David and Paul set about removing VK7RJG 70cm antenna from its pole so the wind generator could live up there for now. After assembly and some cable joining, it went together and up on the pole fairly quickly. Once connected, it started to produce power, and once the bearings had run in, it should be able to produce approximately 400 watts on a good windy day. While we were on site, the clouds parted and the solar system started producing a good charge, even in the latter part of the afternoon. Ironically, the wind then slowed. Well, what would you expect to happen once the wind generator was fitted? After a bit of a search in the boxes, I couldn't locate an N to BNC adapter to put VK7JG on the spare antenna, so I stole one off the WireX system temporarily and put the repeater online. With the batteries boosted, solar plus wind power online, and VK7RJG back on air, a quick test of the repeaters was carried out and all showed as good, so we locked up. By this time it had warmed up to a balmy 4 degrees C, so we headed down the mountain. A brief summary of works carried out. VK7RJG on 70cm is online, but with temporarily reduced coverage until its original antenna goes back on a pole. The WireX repeater is offline until we fit another adapter. All other equipment online as usual. Many thanks go to David, VK7JD, Paul, VK7KPA, and Colin, VK7ZCF, for their hard work restoring the Mount Arthur site to an operational state again, and given the upgrade, we have now lowered the chances of a heavy battery discharge state happening again. And that's regards from Tony Eagling, VK7YBG, the NTARC Northern Repeater Officer. On behalf of all NTARC members and other amateurs that utilise this repeater network, I'm sure I can also extend a big thank you to Tony, David, Paul and Colin for all their effort and hard work over the past couple of weeks. Considering the poor weather conditions, all this was no mean feat to accomplish. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Continuing with NTARC News, a report on the Wednesday 12th technical session. We start off this week with some good news. Our team of Kevin, VK7KJL, and Simon, VK7FSRM, have finally cracked it and been successful in fully configuring a PC. After all the past frustrations with dead power supplies, crook motherboards, software failures, bad RAM, and anything else that can go wrong with the donated computers, they have a working machine that Simon can use. Congratulations, boys. Your perseverance has paid off. Also on the subject of computers, Norm, VK7KTN, was busily updating Linux Mint on one of the club machines. Ross, VK7ALH, brought in his recently acquired Mallard No. 7 military antenna coupler, which was in very good condition. Taking it out of its case revealed a pristine roller inductor and switchgear. Everyone was impressed with its smoothness of operation and the high standard of build quality. This was a piece of equipment made to take a lot of punishment. Ross also presented John, VK7FJFD, with his rebuilt power supply. Ross had remounted all the components in a larger die-cast case and added filters and better switches, as well as improved cooling with extra fans. John has since reported that the power supply is extremely quiet RF-wise, a far cry from its previous stock condition. Kevin, VK7HKN, set up his Toughbook laptop and was programming a QYT mobile radio recently acquired by Kerry, VK7PAK. Very small and a pretty blue colour. Hi, hi. Peter, VK7KPC, continued his construction of a return loss bridge, now only waiting on an SMA bulkhead connector for completion. And Bernie, VK7BR, spent some time in the radio shack, hoping for some contacts on 7 Meg. As always, the fire was warm and cheerful, and the coffee lubricated many different conversations late into the evening. And thanks, Idris, for that update. Very pleasing to see the cold hasn't deterred members and visitors from attending. An item of topical interest. Member Nick, VK7BEE, advises that he's a member of a chat group with the Ballarat Amateur Radio Group, the BARG. He thought the following may be of interest to other amateurs. Subject: chatter. Ham radio technology used in Thailand cave rescue. UK radio amateur John Hay, Golf 3 Tango Delta Zulu, silent key, designed the special low-frequency radio equipment, the Hayphone, used in the recent cave rescue in Thailand. On Facebook, Phil Kahn, Kilo Alpha 9 Quebec, posted the following. Naturally, I'll get interested in the technical aspects of the cave rescue in Thailand, particularly communications. They used the Hayphone, a voice radio designed by UK radio ham John Hay, G3TDZ, as open source hardware specifically for cave rescues. It uses upper or single sideband voice on 87 kHz in the VLF, very low frequency band. That's what it says. 87 kHz is actually LF. The antenna consists of two stakes driven into the ground about 20 metres apart. Enough of the current between them fringes outward to couple to another antenna up to a few hundred metres away or down. John Hay passed away in 2016, so he didn't get to see his work used here, but ham radio should get some of the credit. Thanks for that item, Nick. It was certainly the big news story of the week, and it is gratifying to learn of the role that amateur radio played in the development of the equipment involved. I am aware that there's been Australian amateur radio experimentation with VLF and LF used in underground communications, including work done by a group associated with Demetris, VK2, Charlie Oscar Whiskey, who today gave a brief summary of their work to all on the Canberra Club mailing list, including the news that the Australian LF allocation at 130 kHz for advanced licensees is well suited to such work, notwithstanding the minuscule 1 watt ERP limit. The OM also recalls having discussions many, many years ago on the subject with Ron, VK7, Romeo Mike, a keen speleologist in his day. The 137 kHz allocation would undoubtedly have been a benefit back then, Ron. Now on to coming events. Technical sessions. Wednesday the 18th of July from 7:30pm to 10:30pm at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochalie. August General Meeting, to be held on Wednesday the 8th of August at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. An evening meeting to commence at 7:30pm. Further information will be provided as we get closer to the date, but please note your diaries in the interim. Equine event. Final reminder that the Jill Sheehan Memorial Ride is happening on Saturday, July the 21st. This will be a one-day event. Once again, base comms and checkpoints will be required for the 80km, 40km and 20km rides. As this is a day ride, it's a good chance to pop up to Sassafras to see what happens firsthand. Additional support is always welcome, and this is an open invitation to any amateurs who may like to assist, and a great activity for amateurs to utilise their radio skills under the guidance of NTARC members who have many events like this under their belt. Also a great way of assisting a community group activity. If you would like to know more and would be interested in assisting, then our Safety Communications Officer Norm, VK7KTN, can be contacted by email at safetycoms, all one word, .ntark@gmail.com. and our future events. As many of our members will be aware, we traditionally hold an additional non-meeting mid-winter social night catch-up dinner each year, probably to reassure each other that things will get better and the temperatures improve. Why? Well, why not? It has generally worked every year to date, even without any contribution from global warming, so why discard a successful formula? This year, the event will be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of August. As in previous years, the venue will be Steve's Bar and Grill, Launceston. Meet time will be 6:30 p.m. for dinner at 7 p.m. Yes, I'm pushing this early, so why not note your diaries and join us on the night? This catch-up dinner has proved very successful for many years. Coffee mornings are held every Monday and Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. till noon. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not call in and see if any belong to you on a Monday or Friday? Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar, to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at either of the following addresses. ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, REIST. DMR Radios. REIST has acquired a good supply of GD77 handheld DMR radios to pass on to its members at a great price. The radios will be pre-configured for instant use on both the digital and analog networks around VK with the latest firmware installed. These are the latest edition of this radio. However, contrary to the previous broadcasts, the supplier may or may not be able to supply on an ongoing basis the white-on-black screens. They may be black on white. Rest assured that these are the very latest GD77 radios. Each radio comes with one dual-band high-gain antenna, one belt clip, one USB port desktop charger, one battery, one manual, and one free programming cable, and an endless supply of support from club members. The REIST member price is $120, which includes the radio as mentioned and the benefits of many dozens of hours of research and development to ensure your radio will have the very latest features and ready to use on delivery. To secure your radio, all we ask is that you put down a $20 deposit and the balance paid on collection. The first batch is in transit, so you have a couple of weeks or so to put your coins together for the final payment. But to secure your radio, please pay your deposit ASAP to the REIST account in the same method that memberships are paid, including your call sign and the word DMR, or get in touch with a committee member to grab your deposit from you. Non-REIST members can purchase these with all the same benefits of the latest firmware and features and ongoing support for $130. This is an excellent opportunity to take advantage of your membership and grab yourselves a great little radio. And here's an update. As of the 1st of July 2018, eBay purchases will attract a 10% GST for imported goods, which these radios generally are. Clayton, VK7ZCR, our super intrepid DMR radio man and vice president, has acquired another batch of these radios just before the cutoff. The first batch that is well and truly in transit have been spoken for. However, this is your opportunity to take advantage of this already beaut deal and save a further 10% on next week's purchase price. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Back to REIST News. REIST equipment tender now open. As part of work to clean up the club room, a number of surplus items are being made available for sale by tender to financial REST members. The catalogue of items for tender is available in the members area, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. There's also a paper copy on display for members in the club room. The tender will close on midnight Monday the 30th of July, with emails sent to the successful bidders shortly afterwards. Further details on how to bid are included on the cover page of the tender catalogue. If you have any questions, please email tenders@reest.asn.au for further details. And that's thanks from Sean, VK7FAZE, President of REST. Experimenters' Night. Another cram-packed night of experimenting. It was great to see Mark, VK7FZZY, along from New Norfolk. Murray, VK7ZMFS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, were working on getting their laptop to talk to the radio via USB to supply the push-to-talk function. This is in preparation for the Remembrance Day contest. The small interface was neatly mounted in a 3D printed case, and Murray was battling with FLDigi configuration to run RTTY. Richard and Justin, VK7TW, had their 10 gig rigs in the club room for testing. Justin found during the week that the local oscillator level issue that he had last week was caused by the bias resistor on one of the MMIC amplifiers was not actually connected to a voltage source, and therefore he was getting unity gain from the device. Voltage was applied and suddenly the transverter came to life. Tests were undertaken and confirmed that receiver sensitivity and transmitter power were both back to normal. Justin and Richard were intending to undertake some real-world tests using Mount Wellington as a reflector over the weekend. John Wallace, VK7FJPA, Martin, VK7MA, and Trent, VK7HRS, were testing some general coverage receivers that John brought along. The first was a realistic DX320, and the other was a Bearcat DX1000. The Bearcat was a particularly interesting receiver, as it has a huge number of buttons and displays. Both receivers checked out, and John went away a happy chappy. There was some activity in the DATV studio with sorting through the equipment and working out what to keep and what to sell. We now have a future plan for the DATV studio with SDI and using Open Broadcaster Studio, so we are working towards reaching that goal. We get back underway with our Experimenters' Night this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the Facebook page for more information. See you there. And it's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. REST Foundation Training. It looks like we have at least 3 people interested in a foundation license session on the last Saturday of July the 28th. If you are interested in this foundation license session, then please contact Reg, VK7KK. The next programmed assessment day will be the third Saturday of August, and then every second month. Check out the REST website or Facebook page for events. So if you're interested in the 28th July or the 18th of August 2018, then please contact Reg on email, assessor@reest.asn.au, or mobile phone 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 events over the coming months. Events: NWTAR and TVG, 4th of August, General Meeting at the Leven District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. NTARC, the 8th of August General Meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. VK, 11th to 12th of August, Remembrance Day Contest. VK7, 17th of November, Myena Hamfest, Myena Community Hall. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The news radio will be VK7FB, repeaters Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7TW, 40 metres VK7RO, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7JGD, DMR channel 3807 VK7 regional news only from 9:30 a.m. on VK7RCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assist with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note all, this is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.